Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on through the Song of Songs and spent our time in chapter 3. And we actually looked at this warning that is found in verse 5 that is incredibly relevant for our lives today. In Song of Songs chapter 3, verse 5, it says this, "Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires." And this phrase is actually repeated 3 times throughout the book of Song of Songs. We find it for the first time in chapter 2, and then again at the end of the book in chapter 8. But it essentially means this: don't get ahead of God's design for sex. Don't awaken romantic passion or sexual intimacy before the appropriate time. It's this warning to slow down and to operate within God's design and God's framework. And so how do we do that? One of the things that we talked about this past Sunday was the importance of fleeing from sexual immorality. And this is important for both single people who are in a dating relationship and also for married people. And what we talked about is that if your plan for fighting and resisting temptation is simply to have greater willpower, where you're just going to power your way through temptation, then you are actually setting yourself up for failure. Because your willpower, as strong as it may be, is a lot like a battery, meaning that the more you use it, the more it becomes depleted. And eventually, if you're constantly having to fight and resist temptation, that battery is going to be drained and you will have nothing left to fight against temptation. You know, I'm a fairly disciplined person when it comes to my diet. I try to eat mostly healthy meals and avoid eating a bunch of junk food throughout the day, but it takes a level of self-control and planning in order to do that. I have to think through my meals ahead of time and bring snacks with me. I have to limit how much I'm going to go out to eat for lunch or for dinner. Like, I'm using my willpower throughout the day to try to make healthy choices. But by the time it's 8 o'clock at night and I've put my kids to bed, my willpower, it is gone. That battery, it's drained. And if I have any kind of junk food in the house at that time of the night, it's game over. Because I have zero self-control once my willpower is gone. And I can end up consuming more calories in that 2-hour window than I do the entire day. And so I have to remove that temptation from my life. I can't have the chips and the ice cream and the cookies around me when my willpower runs out because I'll end up eating everything in sight. And the same principle applies to other areas of our life. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He says to flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. You see, rather than seeing how close we can get to temptation and then trying to fight it and resist it, Paul says that we flee from it. We run as far away as we can, because it's much easier to avoid temptation than it is to resist it. One of my favorite pastors, Craig Groeschel, says it this way. He says, "Why resist a temptation tomorrow that you can eliminate today? Why resist a temptation tomorrow that you can eliminate today?" You know, think about the guardrails that you see on the interstate whenever you're driving. They don't put the guardrails in the ditch on the side of the road. They don't put the guardrails in the middle of oncoming traffic. That would defeat the purpose of them. No, they place them on the road before you reach the danger zone. Why is that? So that you're going to run into them before you run off the road. You see, we can eliminate certain temptations simply by putting the proper guardrails in place. Guardrails around where we're going to go and who we're going to be alone with. Guardrails around what we watch and what we have access to. Guardrails around who we text and the kind of conversations that we have. We want to distance ourselves from any point of vulnerability. We want to flee from temptation. We want to try to eliminate it as much as we can. Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 5, "But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people." We want to put guardrails in place that are going to keep us from going off the road. And look, these guardrails, they may feel extreme at times. They may feel a bit unnecessary at times. We may think, man, I've got enough self-control to handle this. I'm not going to fall into temptation. But these guardrails are in place for the moment your willpower runs out and you don't have the strength or the energy to fight and resist temptation. Why resist a temptation tomorrow that you can eliminate today by putting proper guardrails and boundaries in place? It's much easier to avoid temptation, to flee from it, than it is to resist it. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us today, that God would give us greater self-control, that God would give us wisdom and discernment to flee from any kind of temptation that we may face. And so God, we thank you for your word, for the way it protects us and guards us, for the warnings it gives us. And God, my prayer for us today, Lord, is that we would flee from any sort of immorality in our life. God, that we would not try to get as close to the line as we can, but that we would run from it and run towards you. God, that you would give us wisdom and discernment about necessary boundaries and guardrails to put in our life to protect ourselves, to protect our integrity, to protect our marriage and our family. God, help us to honor you in the way that we live our life this week. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.